Well, I mean, you know, the concerts happen in the evening at the Superdome. That's the big blowout attraction. You've got Beyoncé and New Edition and all those stars. But during the day, they have a really heavy roster of speakers and workshops over at the convention center. And it's everybody from, you know, religious figures. They have Dr. Deborah Morton from Greater St. Stephen's out there this year. They have Steve Perry, who's the educator that also does MSNBC commentary. They also have Prince's ex-wife, Maite, speaking. So it's a pretty diverse group of people. It's really like it's a full-on weekend of music and thinking.
Music and thinking. Does that translate over onto the stage? Do the artists kind of pick up that message of empowerment, of thoughtfulness, and bring it on stage with them at night?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody's really, really into being part of the general empowerment tone of Essence. It seems like the roster always has, especially, you know, a good lineup of strong women. Essence is a women's magazine. There's a really feel-good, empowering tone for Black women that's part of the whole part and parcel of the festival.
How does the festival fit into the music festival universe of New Orleans in terms of where it falls in the calendar and also the relationship between national and local music, popular culture, mass culture, and local culture?
It's kind of a big last hurrah before things quiet down a little bit in the summertime. And there's always a good balance of big national headliners like Beyoncé headlining on Sunday night, closing it out. And she's in the middle of the Mrs. Carter tour, so she's in fighting shape. And that's going to be awesome. They have the super lounges spread out throughout the dome, which are usually the place where they can put either up-and-coming national and international artists or locals. And this year we actually have some good locals on the main stage. We have PJ Morton, who plays with Maroon 5, who's from here and just put out his first album on Young Money, and Luke James, the R&B singer, who I think is actually opening for Beyoncé on the Mrs. Carter tour right now. So it's a pretty diverse lineup, and this year they're adding their first free festival out in Waldenburg Park, which is a good showcase for locals. They've got the Brassaholics and Waterseed, which is kind of a DC funk go-go kind of band. The Stooges Brass Band is out there. I think Cupid from Lafayette is out there, the Cupid Shuffle. So they cover the bases.
Tell me more about this new edition of the Family Festival in Waldenburg Park. This is the first year for that. What do you think is the purpose of adding a free event onto the paid event?
Well, I mean, I think Essence is very expensive. And this is kind of a mellower version of it. I mean, locals can get involved in the party and not have to pay the ticket price. And you get to showcase a lot more local acts in a more chill setting out in Waldenburg Park by the river. And it's called Family Reunion Day, which I think they're encouraging families that might normally have a big reunion somewhere else to sort of do it and wrap it all up into the Essence Festival.
The fashion is always a big part of Essence,
it is.
Too.
I love the shoe parade going out to walking down Poydras Street. You see all the women in their flip-flops carrying their big fancy high heels to put on inside the dome. And, you know, the Essence feed, the hashtag Essence or at Essence, always keeps you up to date with who's playing and what people are wearing and what people are talking about over at the convention center. I like to follow the Instagram pictures to get the visuals of all the shoes and dresses and amazing outfits, because I don't know how people do it. I go every night and I freeze in the air conditioning and my feet hurt from standing. So I'm a very unfashionable Essence goer.
You don't have your 6-inch heels ready to go.
I'll work up to it.
Allison Fensterstock, music writer for NOLA.com and The Times-Picayune, thanks for giving us some of your Essence Festival music picks and tips.
Yeah, thanks for having me.